ABC News at 5 is sponsored by Wilson Door and Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step towards making your building project an experience you'll never forget. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After a two-day campaign swing in Georgia, Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz sat for their first interview since becoming Democratic nominees. ABC's Jonathan Carl says Americans could learn more about Harris's policies in the CNN interview and whether they would differ from President Biden's.
This interview becomes a lot more important than simply a run-of-the-mill interview where she is not simply answering questions as a candidate, but she's making policy pronouncements because they haven't really directly stated what her policies are, so every question is not simply an answer.
Former President Trump campaigning this hour in Michigan. In Idaho, attorneys for college murder defendant Brian Koberger arguing for a change of venue today, saying their client cannot get a fair trial. And the Wisconsin Health Department confirming two people have died and another hospitalized due to West Nile virus. It marks the first human cases in Wisconsin this year. This is ABC News. While many Americans get ready for a big holiday weekend, Seattle's airport is still recovering from this weekend's cyber attack.
Nearly a week after cyber attackers were found inside of the computer network at Seattle's airport, slowly systems have been brought back online. The baggage handling system got up and running more smoothly on Tuesday, and now the airport says it's in the process of turning on systems at check-in counters and gates that are shared by multiple airlines, turning on screens again instead of using printer paper with airline names on them for check-in counter signs. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Maryland transportation officials have approved a $73 million contract for the first phase of rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge to Kiewit Infrastructure, a Nebraska-based engineering company. A portion of the bridge collapsed in March after a massive container ship lost power, crashing into one of its support columns. Six members of the road crew working at that time were killed. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For top-notch WIC buildings, garage door installation, service, and removal, turn to Wilson Door and Construction in Richland Center. With two decades of experience, we guarantee quality work and exceptional service. Trust us to handle all your construction needs with expertise and professionalism. Call us today at 608-604-3623 to benefit from our 20 years of dedicated service.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log & Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. And by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Look for widespread rain and thunderstorms after 9 tonight. It'll be a low of 68. Cloudy early tomorrow, then breezy and sunny with a high of 80, and clear and comfortable tomorrow night with a low of 54. Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy outside, and our current temperature is 80 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Today is Thursday, August 29th. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association has announced President and CEO Steve Fries has lost his battle with cancer. Fries, who also served in the Wisconsin State Assembly for 16 years, died at his home in Hazel Green Wednesday morning with his family by his side. He was 64. Born in Dubuque, Iowa, Fries grew up on his family farm in Hazel Green and earned a degree in political science from UW-Platteville. He emerged as a leader in early on, championing rural Wisconsin issues. He served on the Jamestown Town Board. Board and Grant County Board of Directors before he was elected to serve in the Wisconsin State Assembly, where he represented the 51st District from 1991 until 2007. In 2007, Fries was selected to serve as executive director of Circus World Museum in Baraboo, where he was instrumental in his efforts to maintain and grow the iconic museum. He also served as chief administrative officer for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation and its subsidiary organizations before joining Cooperative Networks in 2015 as vice president. It was in this role that Fries was directed by the board to reestablish WECA as a standalone organization working on behalf of Wisconsin's electric cooperatives. He also served as board president of Customers First Coalition, working on behalf of co-ops to ensure affordable and reliable energy for members. More recently, he was instrumental in the creation of the Rural Policy Institute, a nonprofit, nonpartisan coalition of organizations working to promote generational prosperity in Wisconsin's rural communities. In 2022, Fries was awarded a Special Ally of Cooperative Electrification Award, the highest honor presented by WECA and its board of directors. He was selected for his lifelong commitment to community, as evidenced by his many years of leadership and service to state and local government, community organizations, and the electric cooperative industry. Hodenshield Funeral Home and Crematory in Cuba City is handling the funeral arrangements, which are planned for September 6th through the 7th. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance was back in Wisconsin last night, Vance delivering remarks on the economy, inflation, and energy as a distribution warehouse in DePere, at a distribution warehouse in DePere. He also gave his thoughts about the Wisconsin Elections Commission's decision to leave independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy's name on the state's ballot, despite Kennedy's dropping out of the race. Vance blamed the bureaucrats for keeping Kennedy's name on the ballot to hurt his running mate, former President Donald Trump. The commission's chair, Ann Jacobs, said Tuesday Kennedy can only legally be taken off the ballot if he died. Former President Donald Trump will campaign in Michigan and Wisconsin, he is campaigning in Michigan and will be in Wisconsin as his campaign efforts in a handful of battleground states ramp up heading into Labor Day, turn towards fall election. He will visit, he's visiting Michigan today and will be in his third and it will be his third in the past 7 days. The Wisconsin stop is in the evening, and it will be at Town Hall in La Crosse starting at 6. It will be his first since he attended the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Michigan and Wisconsin, along with Pennsylvania, make up a crucial set of swing states known as the Blue Wall that Trump won in 2017, but that Democrat Joe Biden flipped on his way to the White House in 2020. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz will be in Wisconsin on Labor Day. Walz was in Milwaukee last week for a campaign rally with Vice President Kamala Harris during day two of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. The Minnesota governor and his wife, Gwen, will visit Milwaukee Monday as part of several Labor Day events for the Harris-Walz campaign to highlight unions of battleground states. Harris will be in Detroit and Pittsburgh Monday, with the latter being a joint campaign appearance with President Joe Biden. COVID-19 activity is running high in Wisconsin. That's based on wastewater data, hospital admissions, and lab testing. State epidemiologist Tom Hopp says late summer COVID spikes are now the norm.
That could be due to the fact that people's immunity is starting to wane from last fall's vaccinations.
The new booster shot is rolling out, and Hopp says it should be effective against the current strains going around. Experts recommend everyone who can should get one.
Everything appears to be covered by the vaccine, that it should be a good match and it should offer very good protection against COVID-19.
More people are landing in the hospital with COVID-19 these days. Hopp says that's likely because last year's boosters were losing their effectiveness. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has confirmed two Wisconsinites have died and another was hospitalized because of West Nile virus illness. The first three human cases of WNV in our state this year have been reported in residents in Outagamie, Fond du Lac, and Brown counties. In addition, WNV has also been detected this year in mosquitoes, animals, and healthy blood donors whose blood screened positive for WNV. DHS is saddened to hear about the deaths of Wisconsin residents from West Nile virus, and Tracy DeSalvo, DHS Bureau of Communicable Diseases director, although people with weakened immune systems tend to be at greatest risk, severe West Nile virus can occur in people of all ages. It is important for all Wisconsinites to take steps to prevent mosquito bites when outdoors. The Richland Center School's open house is taking place tonight until 6. Here's Michael Hernan with more on the story.
All schools in the Richland Center School District will be open for an open house and back-to-school night. Here's Carrie Stoltz on the night.
So from 4 to 6, all the buildings will be open. The younger students are welcome to bring their school supplies to their room. All the teachers will be in there so they can meet their teacher, walk around the building. New students, especially if you're headed to a different school or new to the district, it's a great opportunity to get in the building, get familiar, and maybe just a pinch of that back to school, summer's really over, here we go sort of thing, for the kids and the teachers to meet the staff and see the buildings and just get an opportunity to be there. And
registration is available for new and open enrolled students.
If you know of someone who will be, you know, maybe moving to the district soon or is looking at the district, or, you know, is a recent arrival, and you can reach out to them and let them know we're accepting enrollments always and happy to help in any way we can get those kiddos in for the first day of school or as soon as possible.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thanks, Michael. Amazon will be using local builders to create its new warehouse in Cottage Grove. According to the Capital Times, state and local leaders were pushing for the giant to use local contractors and companies. The distribution center will be at the corners of Highway T and N. It will be a 3.4 million square feet building and is expected to create 1,500 jobs. They're set to break ground next month. Construction is paused across the state to ease travel over Labor Day weekend. However, drivers are told to remain cautious and expect slower traffic in work zones and along major travel corridors. Peak travel times are expected between 1 and 7:30 today and 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. tomorrow. Travel over Labor Day weekend is expected to be busier than last year. While the cost to travel is cheaper, gas prices are still a concern. Right now, the state's average price today is $3.23. That's 30 cents cheaper than it was this time last year. Experts say the best time to hit the roads will be early in the mornings, as traffic is expected to be crowded in the mid to late afternoon and early evening hours, particularly today and tomorrow. Drivers are also reminded to be courteous of emergency responders and roadside assistance workers who may be on the road helping those in need. And remember, don't drink and drive. The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign runs through the holiday. The Special Olympics Wisconsin Fall Games will return to the Wisconsin Dells. More than 800 bocce, flag football, and softball athletes from across the state will return to the Woodside Dells Sports Complex on September 6th through the 8th. An opening ceremony at Chula Vista Resort will welcome them. Competitions will begin at 9, and full schedule of events can be found on the Fall Games page of the Special Olympics Wisconsin website. More than 100 volunteers are still needed for multiple roles throughout the weekend, and each will receive a free t-shirt. Hunters will once again head to Wisconsin's wild spaces as several hunting seasons open across the state next month. Hunters are encouraged to double-check the season dates as they have all necessary licenses and stamps. September 1st is Canadian goose season opens. On the 4th, it's the bear season. The 14th, turkeys, squirrels, and youth waterfowl, ruffed grouse, cottontail rabbit and deer for both archery and crossbow. And September 16th marks regular goose. When it comes to duck, it's split between the northern zones on September 21st and the southern area on September 28th. And today's winners of $50 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Phil Wallace of Sextonville on ticket number 2821 and Dave Fogo of Richland Center on ticket number 3830. WRCO News Time is 5:15. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Shirley A. Anderson, age 94, of Green Lake, died peacefully Friday at her home. Gravesite services will be held tomorrow at 2 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Shirley A. Anderson, age 94, of Green Lake. Judith Farabee, 87, of Richland Center, died August 17th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 3 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held in the Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel tomorrow from 1 until the time of service at 3. Judith Farabee, 87, of Richland Center. Larry D. Davidson, age 52, of Boscobel, died Sunday at his home. Private family funeral services will be held tomorrow at the Boscobel Cemetery in Boscobel. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Larry D. Davidson, age 52, of Boscobel. Sherry Blackwell, 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado, died in Colorado. A memorial gathering for Sherry and her late husband, Terry, will be held Saturday from 10 to 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A time of sharing will be held at 11:30. Sherry Blackwell, 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center, died April 11th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until 10:30. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center. Betty L. Turnipseed, 95, of Minocqua, died August 22nd at Lakeshore Assisted Living in Minocqua. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Fancy Creek Cemetery. A live stream of the service may be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 2 until the time of service at 2:30. Betty L. Turnipseed, 95, of Minocqua. Joseph Jopa Jedwin Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center, died Sunday as the result of a motorcycle accident. Memorial services will be held Wednesday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from noon until the time of service at 2. Joseph Jopa Jedwin Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Austin McAuliffe and Dylan Moen had a daughter, Layla Rose.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a mostly cloudy and muggy day, highs are scraping the low 80s. We've got a ton of juice and instability sitting here for severe storms to strike. As they're lining up off to the west of us, they'll be moving in mainly after 9 o'clock. They'll be shoving into the area as widespread rain and thunderstorms. With lots of lightning and loud claps of thunder, it could be packing a punch, bringing some damaging wind gusts that could knock out power, and definitely providing some heavy downpours, which may create some localized flash flooding. Right now, it looks like anywhere from a half an inch to an inch of rainfall is likely, but some spots could see more. After this line passes along that cold front, we clear things out, giving way to a bright and beautiful Friday. It's pretty much the perfect way to ring in Labor Day weekend. High temperatures will tap 80 degrees with a northwest breeze. Tomorrow night will be clear and comfortable with lows in the mid-50s. And as this high-pressure system settles in, it dominates the entire weekend. I tell ya, the timing couldn't be any more perfect. As everyone takes off to enjoy family, friends, the outdoors, and cooking, the weather will actually be getting along with us. There's nothing to worry about. In fact, we're going to be mostly sunny for Saturday and warm still, with highs in the mid-80s. That will be your one and last summery day for the weekend, because another cold front pushes through for Sunday. It's not going to spark up any rain, only unless you're headed up north. Here for us, though, it will turn dry and fall-like, with highs on Sunday only rising to the mid-70s. In fact, we hold on to that cool, crisp, and refreshing air for Labor Day, too, with low humidity and lots of sunshine. Highs stay in the mid-70s and slowly climb to the upper 70s for Tuesday. Thankfully, though, on Tuesday, as we head back to work and school, it's going to be pleasant and sunny still. In fact, there's really no weather complaints in that department for Wednesday either, as we stay sunny and get a little bit warmer. I hope you have a wonderful, safe, and fun holiday weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 81 degrees after a high of 83 and a morning low of 64. Yesterday's high was 88 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1984 is 97 degrees with a record low of 35 set back in 1965. Last year's high was 81 with a low of 62. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:42 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:23. Winds are out of the west at around 2 to 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.98. Our relative humidity is at 75%, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 81 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Well, there is high school football, week two high school football action going on in the region tonight. Some games that are being played tonight include La Crosse Central hosting Ellsworth. Middleton is hosting Waterford. Also, it's Wausau East at La Crosse Logan, Marshall at Lake Mills, and Monona Grove is at Madison La Follette. Boys soccer is being played this evening as well. Soccer season is underway, and Reedsburg is hosting DeForest this evening. Also, Adams Friendship hosting Cooley Christian Providence. It's Arcadia at Prairie du Chien. Richland Center is going to be at Wisconsin Heights Barneveld. And also, it's Wisconsin Dells hosting Black River Falls. And then Monroe hosting Dodgeville Mineral Point. And Platteville Lancaster is at Evansville. In a game heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, Aaron Sabal and Aaron Ashby combined on a two-hit shutout, and William Contreras stole home to help the Milwaukee Brewers beat the San Francisco Giants 6-0. The NL Central leading Brewers won 2 of 3 from the Giants. They are 9.5 games ahead of the Chicago Cubs for the biggest division lead in the majors. Garrett Mitchell homered for the Brewers, and Jackson Churio drove in 2 runs. Contreras went 2 for 3 and drove in a run to go along with his steal of home. So the Brewers are in action again tomorrow night. They play a doubleheader in the first day of their 3 days that they play against Cincinnati at Cincinnati. And tomorrow, the first game of the doubleheader, the first pitch will be at 11:40, and you will be able to hear that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at around 11:05. The second broadcast is at 5:40, but we will not be bringing you the second broadcast. That's so we can bring you Wisconsin Badger football. They kick off the 2024 season at home at Camp Randall against the Western Michigan Broncos. Kickoff of that contest will be at 8 o'clock, and you will be able to hear that on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Pregame will be at 6.
Someone once said bank robbery is more of a sure thing than farming. While this sounds humorous, it may be true. Many things in life are a gamble, but farming is truly a big gamble. Schwarz Insurance would like to be sure to take this opportunity to salute our hardworking farmers and to say thank you. Schwarz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want everyone to be sure that your insurance protection is not a gamble. Please contact our local staff at 647-8891 for a review of your insurance protection.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and the business running. Call 647-7034. And speaking of the Badgers, who I was talking about before the break, two new Badger linebackers are listed on this year's ESPN All-Transfer Team. Both John Pius and Jaheim Thomas are expected to be the starters this season. Pius is an outside linebacker who made the first team. Thomas is a 6'4", 245 pound middle linebacker who was named to the second team. Coaches call him a tackling machine. ESPN says Pius was a steal for Wisconsin through the transfer portal. He had 21 sacks over the last 2 years. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur will be counting on a rookie kicker for the second straight season. Hours after last year's rookie Anders Carlson was cut, veteran Greg Joseph followed him out of the door. For now, Braden Narveson will be doing the kicking. Green Bay claimed him from the Tennessee Titans. Narveson put an impressive performance, I should say, during training camp. He connected on 6 of 7 field goal attempts during the preseason, including a 59-yarder. The kicking game failed LaFleur more than once last year. He has hopes this move fixes the problems. And elsewhere in NFL, the corn mazes around Wisconsin celebrate the coming of the NFL draft. Ted Allen reports.
A collaboration between the 2025 Draft Local Organizing Committee and several family farms will salute the agricultural history of Wisconsin and bring attention to the April event in Green Bay. With the kickoff of the NFL regular season nearing, corn mazes with football-themed designs will open throughout September in Ripon, Chilton, Stevens Point, and Bonduelle. The draft is expected to draw 250,000 fans and nearly $100 million of revenue to Wisconsin. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Celebrate new beginnings with Syme Funeral Home's grand reopening and Reedstown Labor Day weekend. Join us on Saturday, August 31st, Sunday, September 1st, and Monday, September 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy light refreshments, friendly conversation, and take a tour of our beautifully remodeled facility. It's the perfect opportunity to meet our compassionate team and see the thoughtful upgrades we've made. We look forward to welcoming you.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Basketball, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
The beginning of a new school year means changes for everyone, including pets. As children start back to school, pets sometimes have a hard time adjusting to a lack of companionship during the day. That said, here are some tips from the Oak Ridge Mountain Humane Society to help ease your pet into the new school year on a positive note. First, don't make a big deal out of saying goodbye to pets. Make sure there are toys available so pets have something to play with when no one's around. Finally, once everyone gets home, make sure your family spends quality time with your pets, giving them all the love and attention they deserve. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Cattle were lower Thursday. Hogs, corn, and soybeans finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher. Recent hot, dry weather in some areas has likely had at least some impact on yield potential. Old crop exports on beans were net cancellation, but new crop sales were strong. September soybeans were up 15 and a quarter at 973 and three quarters. November was 15 and a half higher at 992 and a half. Ahead of Friday's first notice day, September soybean meal was down 220 at 308.60. September soybean oil was up 137 at 43.17. Corn was higher, monitoring late development weather and early harvest results. New crop corn export sales were bullish, with U.S. corn the most competitively priced on the market. September was up 6.5 at 371 and three quarters. December was 5.25 higher at 396. And wheat was higher. U.S. spring wheat yields are solid, but there are quality concerns in parts of the northern U.S. plains. Hot, dry weather is an issue ahead of winter wheat planting in parts of the plains and Midwest. September Chicago was 10 and three quarters higher at 525. September Kansas City was up three quarters at 545 and a half. September Minneapolis wheat was 8 higher at 562 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were lower, watching direct cash cattle business develop. Megan Grebner will have much more on that in just a moment. October live was down 72 at 177.90. December was $1.07 lower at 176.70. September feeder cattle were down 180 at 239.50. October feeders were $1.90 lower at 236.67. And after spending much of the session mixed, hogs were up on short covering and the solid week for pork export sales. October lean was 50 higher at 82.17, and December was up 62 at 72.55. Megan Grebner will have that full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
At Beck's, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Beck's Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Beck's Player with Heart.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
To moderate direct cash cattle trade took place Thursday in Nebraska. Live deals were at $184 and dress business was at $292. That's about $2 below the previous week's weighted average basis. Southern live deals were reported at $183. That's about steady with the prior week's business. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for heavy offerings. Choice up $1.37 at $308.66. Select close $1.44 lower at $296.19. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and down more than 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a light negotiated run. Bear was in gilt at the national daily direct down $1.20 with a weighted average of 76.55. The Western Corn Belt was down $1.17 with a weighted average of 76.58. Pork values closed higher, up 61 cents at 95.89. And estimated hog slaughter was 485,000 head, up 3,000 on the week and up about 17,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
Archie Lumber isn't just your building supply superstore. They offer a number of construction services for every type of job. Their drafting team can provide you with a set of house plans that includes front, back, left, and right views, as well as floor, foundation, and wall section detail plans. When you purchase your materials from Harchi Lumber, you're eligible to receive these plans at a discount. When you're ready to build an addition or a new home altogether, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
I'm Larry Lee with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Courtney Cowley with the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City says interest rate cuts are expected soon, and that's good news for farmers.
They could start to see lower interest rate on any new loans that they need to take out, or if they refinance, or the loans that they pay on their operating expenses.
More news after this.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? The earth really needs them to hoof it. The environment is always the best excuse. Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. Brought to you by WildAid.
Nebraska soybean pathologist Dylan Mangel tells Brownfield it can be difficult to detect soybean cyst nematodes.
It has the ability to steal yield without any noticeable above ground symptoms. And this is a little bit wetter of a year than we've had the past couple years, and moisture sometimes tends to hide any symptoms that will be there.
University of Missouri researchers have developed a new vaccine to protect cattle from bovine anaplasmosis, a common tick disease. This is Roman Ganta.
We'll do as fast as we can, but of course right now I'm at that bottleneck to get this work done. So this is one of the negotiations I have with the industry that I'm working with.
Jeff Cooper with the Renewable Fuels Association says 2024 could be a record-breaking year for U.S. ethanol exports.
Ethanol exports are really going gangbusters for us this year. We expect somewhere around 2 billion gallons of ethanol will be exported.
I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
New technology may help cattle feed yards improve water use efficiency. Hello, I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Research is moving forward on best practices for water management, and a demonstration held in southwest Kansas earlier this summer helped show one way that might be achieved. On this week's episode, we'll hear how a new mobile water lab is innovating water conservation in the Ogallala Aquifer. We'll learn more right after this.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's wider spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
At Beck's, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Beck's Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Beck's Player with Heart.
Water is precious, especially in the Western Great Plains, where it's not uncommon to have prolonged periods of drought. Jace Dale with Western Kansas Irrigation says the company's mobile education water lab can process feed yard lagoon water back into useful cattle drinking water.
So we can filter the water from 3,500 micron down to less than 7. And then at the end of the filtration process, we go through a UV light. And this UV light will kill the pathogens that is in the water.
He says they're able to reclaim water from cattle overflow tanks during the winter months.
We reclaim that water through this proof of concept trailer, and then we'll put it back into the system. for the cattle to drink. We just scale up whatever the feed yard needs for gallons per minute.
Dale says the mobile lab can process 40 gallons of water per minute and has a digital footprint.
All of this information is on your phone that you can access the pressures in, the pressures out of the filters. You can see how many times the filter has flushed. You can tell how many gallons per minute is going through the mobile lab. You can tell at what pressure that the system is working. So if the pressure's dropped, then we know that there's a problem coming up.
The filtration process was demonstrated at the Ursicandall Feed Yard near Garden City in July. Vice President of Cattle Feeding Brandon Deppenbush tells Brownfield.
Is it a finished product? No, but it just demonstrates that it might be possible to reclaim water that we thought was once unusable for that higher valued use.
He says water conservation is essential.
We're at the point where it's going to have to take conservation from everyone. It's going to take multiple technologies for us to be able to just stop the decline of the aquifer. And, you know, over many, 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 many years, perhaps we can regain some of the lost ground.
Susan Metzger with the Kansas Water Institute says her office has been working since March with major feed yards in western Kansas that rely on the Ogallala Aquifer.
In Kansas, less than 2% of the reported water use every year actually goes to stock water use. But they're heavily reliant on irrigated agriculture, which is 85 to 90% of the use. So it may not sound like much, but that supports 5 million cattle turning over every year.
Research has suggested without intervention, the Ogallala Aquifer could be 70% depleted within the next 50 years. I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Macy's Labor Day sale is going on now with limited time end of summer specials like great deals on back to school looks. And shop our lowest prices of the season on furniture, mattresses, and more 15 to 65% off. Or use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 20% off even more great deals. Star Rewards members can earn faster during Star Money bonus days at Macy's. Details at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
November 21st, 2021, the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, a holiday celebration, turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an eight-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Coach Johnson here again, and it's officially summertime. How are you feeling about your health journey? If you'd like to discuss some options, contact Jamie Johnson on Facebook. You can also call or text him at 608-604-7751. That's 604-7751 to discuss different programs. Working out is optional and not required with the different plans, though it is helpful. Reach out and start a conversation and consider making changes with your health today. Why wait?
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Neon lights draw me like a moth to flame. Mama raised me right, that just leaves me to blame. When I get a little sideways on a honky tonk tear, I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. Cowgirls with an attitude, boots and tight blue jeans, take my mind off doing right and doing other things. When the weekend's gone, I won't have a dime to spare. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. Monday morning I wake up with a hammer in my hand. The boss man yelling something at me that I don't understand. I don't know how young care.
Save me.